Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Hello. It's me, Jesse. Welcome to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station way up here on the top of Burnaby Mountain. We broadcast to and from the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking people who have been here gathering, sharing stories and music and ideas and words and culture since time before memory. And I'm very lucky to be able to continue to do something like that in my own way with you. So, hooray. Today on the show, we have a bunch of different things. I'm going to play Ooh, not enough coffee yet so far today. I'm going to play an interview from CBOX, C-H-L-Y, in Nanaimo, Courtney, Comox, about a candidate for the BC Green leadership. And we'll also revisit a couple of my stories and something from Connor here on the show. Lots of that, but the thing we're going to start with is local music, and it's local music that I am even more excited about than usual because it's local music from my friend and your friend, if you're a deep CJSF listener, Jamie, former arts and entertainment coordinator for the station and current co-host of the Vancouver Mixtape with me. And Jamie is great and very kind and generous and very humble and really refuses to push his band's music in any CJSF capacity. He feels, I don't know, he just does, he's too humble for that. So I'm going to do it for him. And they just put out a new record, their first debut full-length record, which is amazing, something that I know all the guys in the band have been working towards for a very long time, both this record and just the idea of putting out a full-length record. It's hard. It takes a lot of time and talent and work and money and all those things. So their new record, Doggy, D-A-W-G-Y, is out now. It came out on August 4th, which is Monday, which is a weird time for a record to come out, but hey, they did it. And they're having a album release show slash party this Friday, August 8th, at the Fox Theater in Vancouver, featuring opening acts Cursed Words and Ghost Teeth. The poster is amazing. I'm trying to track down who designed the poster because it's great. You can find that poster on Self Care's Instagram, which is selfcare.band, or you can go to the Fox Cabaret at foxcabaret.com and go to their events page, and the poster is there. It's also on Eventbrite if you want to buy tickets ahead of time. Doors at 7, music at 7:45. Come for, well, great music from all of the artists, but from Self Care, it will be their self-described sad boy pop punk. So let's listen to a track off of Doggy, one of my favorites so far. This is called Blue Blazer by Self Care. We'll be right back. Blue Blazer by Self Care from their new record Doggy, which is out now everywhere you get music. Go buy it on Bandcamp. Send the Sad Boys a little bit of cash. Yeah, good job, Jamie, Andy, and Luke, for putting out a record. I'm proud, and I like it. So, you can find out more about self-care at selfcare.band or instagram.com/selfcare.band. Check them out Friday at the Fox Theater. Doors at 7, music at 7:45, with support from Cursed Words and Ghost Teeth. $20, or pay what you can at the door. It's going to be fun. I'll be there. You can come say hello if you recognize my voice bouncing around inside that former adult theater turned musical venue. This is Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM. It's me, Jesse. And now, well, we'll be right back.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
That's right. Come volunteer with us here at CJSF. No experience necessary, just the desire to do things and learn things. We'll give you all the tools and training and space you need to live your radio dreams, whether that's on air or behind the scenes. There's lots of different things to do. You can email me, cjsfprog@sfu.ca, if you want more information, or just pop by the station. We're in the basement of the Student Union Building up on SFU's Burnaby campus. Room 1420, just enter the Student Union Building and go all the way down to the bottom, and you'll find us. Okay, we're going to turn now to a report out of CVOX and CHLY in the Comox Valley and Nanaimo area as part of the Local Journalism Initiative, which CJSF participates in, along with a bunch of stations across the country. This report from Heather Watson is about a Comox Valley family doctor, town councillor, and regional district vice chair, Jonathan Kerr, who is running for leadership of the BC Green Party.
This is a CHLY and CVOX news update. The BC Green Party leadership race is on, and Comox Valley's own Jonathan Kerr is one of three candidates running. Kerr is a local family doctor, vice chair of the Comox Valley Regional District, or CVRD, and is serving his second term as a councillor in the town of Comox. Jonathan Kerr spoke with CHLY and CVOX about his choice to run for leader of the BC Green Party.
It's a really exciting time. I've dedicated my life to serving my community. I've been a family doctor for 17 years, and for the past 4 years, I've served here our local government as a twice-elected Green councillor and a regional director. And I've really been listening to the people in my community of Comox and the Comox Valley, and I'm really excited to get to work on issues that matter to all British Columbians.
Kerr is enthusiastic about his campaign and says that now is a critical time for serious action.
Our province is facing a lot of challenges, and often we see the other big parties, they get tangled up in political games and don't really focus on getting things done. But what we've seen locally is that Greens that get elected actually get stuff done. We're the only party with a long-term vision for the future. We're science-based, evidence-based approaches, and these will make our province the best place in the world to live for generations to come. So it's been really exciting to meet people all across BC. I've traveled to 12 different communities in the past 3 weeks, including Prince George, Quesnel, Williams Lake up north. And really the momentum and excitement of this growing Green movement and party has been profound. And I'm really excited that I might have the chance to be the next leader of this party.
Kerr has been releasing a new major plank of his platform every week, starting with environment and climate, which are core to the values of the BC Green Party. In the past few weeks, he has shared his platform on cost of living, housing, and most recently, energy, security, and innovation. He says economy and democracy will be next.
I invite anyone that's interested in looking at my platform to visit JonathanKerr4BC.com, and you'll be able to read those, and I encourage you to give me feedback. I'm really accepting feedback and advice. This is a living platform, and I'm trying to improve it as I go along.
Kerr shared an example of one platform piece he has already taken feedback on from one of the communities he visited so far on his campaign.
I released my environment and climate platform recently, and in part of that was a large section on forestry. And then when I was up in Prince George, I had an opportunity to meet with the Conservation North Steering Committee, and this is a group that looks at protecting primary forests in the north. And they had really good forestry policy. And after meeting with them, I made some big changes to my platform to incorporate the knowledge that I'm learning. So I'm a lifelong learner. I'm a family doctor. I love to learn. And as I travel the province, I'll be doing this. I'll be incorporating good ideas that I come across as I meet people.
Kerr says that while the BC Greens are known for and will always be the home to people that care about the environment, they also have important policy on cost of living, housing, healthcare, and energy.
And so what I really am excited to share and have been sharing is all of these great ideas that BC Greens have on these other topics. And really, we know affordability is such an important issue right now across BC, and we have an amazing plan to tackle that, including providing free public transit for all British Columbians, developing free universal pre-kindergarten integrated into the Ministry of Education, and make the tax system more progressive and fair.
And when it comes to the global green core tenet of participatory democracy, Kerr says that means involving citizens directly in forming the policies that govern them.
I'll give you a little example of participatory democracy in my town here at Comox. So I sit on Comox Council, and we had a forest and two wetlands that were slated for development. And local biologists, community members came forward and said, hey, you know what? There's actually a red-listed wetland, two of them, in fact, in this forest, and it shouldn't be destroyed. So with a lot of feedback, public input, conversations with the developer, we were able to save this part of the forest from being bulldozed. And it's a real win for the community and what democracy can do when it's working really well.
A big piece of that is engaging people across diverse experiences, including youth.
BC Greens have called for lowering the voting age to 16 in the next election. And I think that's something that we should do. We know youth in our province are interested. They really have a stake in the future of our economy and jobs and the environment, and they want to be involved.
The BC Green Party has made the leadership contest more accessible to youth by making membership free to those aged 14 to 29. When it comes to the other candidates in the leadership race, Kerr says the party is lucky to have, quote, three excellent candidates, end quote. He says what sets him apart is his experience as an elected Green on the Comox Council, where he was re-elected for his second term with the highest number of votes.
Here in Comox, I've been able to get things done for my constituents. For example, when I was knocking on doors in the election, the number one thing that I heard was, we need a family doctor. Our family needs a family doctor. So I set up a task force, worked with the Division of Family Practice, and we helped bring in 45 new family doctors and nurse practitioners in the Comox Valley in just 3 years, which is amazing for our province and for our country. We're leading the country in this respect. And so people see, yes, Jonathan, he's the environmental activist. He's the protect the forests and trees and tree canopy, but he also gets things done on other fronts like healthcare.
Kerr also shared his experience as vice chair of the CVRD, championing the creation of a housing authority that he says will be set up by the end of the year. This will provide more below-market rental housing, filling what he calls a desperate need in the Comox Valley, and making a, quote, huge dent in our housing crisis, end quote. Kerr says that if he wins the leadership race, this experience will apply because politics is about the same thing at every level, whether municipal or provincial. He says it is about listening to constituents and working with others to make policies that will make a real difference in people's lives.
Politics at any level is really about relationships. It's about connecting with people in your community, those that you represent. I'm very fortunate to, whether I go to the grocery store or walk down the street, connect with people. They tell me about issues that are affecting their lives. And then I really set forth to do something about it, to have good policy, to make good decisions on council during meetings, to make sure that people's lives are improved.
Kerr also says his experience as a family doctor is great training for politics, with both roles sharing the same core responsibility to the people they serve.
Well, it's to listen to those in my community, to really empathize and care about what they're going through in their lives, and then to find out, hey, let's diagnose the problem. What is the problem here? And then let's go about and finding a solution and a treatment for it.
But not every story is a success story, and he sees the value in those moments too. Kerr shares how an early lesson in politics is that not everything will work out how you think it might. He recalls a recent loss of a forest slated for development in Comox that the community came together to try and protect, but was clear-cut in the end. He joined a ceremony called Wake for the Trees to respect the loss of urban forest.
It was a powerful moment that, you know, I really worked hard to try to save this area, but it wasn't possible because of the market forces and economic and push for housing by the province. So I learned from that, though, and we move forward. We try to find ways that we can do better next time. But as a community, it was a chance to get together, to learn from each other, to listen to each other, and to heal.
If he were to be elected party leader, Kerr does not know yet which riding he would run in, and says that is a strategic conversation with the party staff and strategy team that he looks forward to if he gets the chance. Not only discussing his own placement, but also positioning strong candidates in important ridings. Local riding Courtney Comox is known to be closely contested, with the tightest race in BC in 2017, according to the Times columnist, and a margin of only 92 votes in the most recent election in 2024.
The BC Green support in our riding, the Courtney Comox area, is really strong. We're one of the only two ridings in all the province that grew the green vote in the last election, despite all of the market forces and tariff concerns and Trump concerns that affected this riding and made the smaller parties have more of a challenge. We saw that in the federal election as well. Smaller parties didn't do as well. But when all of these clouds lift, we're going to have even more support. The green support in Courtney Comox riding provincially has grown in the last three elections, and it's on an upswing. So I'm really optimistic, no matter whoever the candidate it is here locally, that will have a really good chance at the next election.
Kerr speaks highly of the most recent candidate, Arzina Hamir.
One of the core fixed values of the BC Greens and all green parties around the world is respect for diversity. And we have an amazing candidate here in the last election, Arzina Hamir. What a great example of a diverse, powerful, strong leader in our community. She has done so much with our local farm industry, working with local farmers and growers. And she's just been such a great voice here in the Comox Valley. And what I've been doing over the past 3 weeks is I've been traveling the province looking for great candidates in every community across BC that we can ensure that we have a winning team going into the next election, a great platform, and fantastic candidates to win more seats for the BC Greens in the next election.
Hamir spoke to CHLY and CVOX in April about the vote split and strategic voting under the current first-past-the-post electoral system. Kerr says the most important thing for our province from a democratic standpoint is to have a better system of voting. He says he hopes that the government will heed whatever recommendations are made by the Electoral Reform Committee that is traveling the province to hear what people have to say.
In that case, everyone's vote will matter. Everyone across the province, whether you're a progressive voter, green or NDP voter in a very rural, conservative riding historically, your vote will matter. Let's say you're a conservative and you live in downtown Victoria, which is mostly a green and orange country. Your vote will matter. So we really need a system where everyone's vote matters, and we have the number of MLAs in the legislature that reflects the votes that happen by people across the province.
When it comes to his own campaign trail, Kerr is feeling positive about the conversations he's had so far through various parts of BC, and is looking forward to continuing his tour next in the Sunshine Coast, Nelson, and revisiting the capital city, meeting more Greens along the way.
And really feeling the momentum that we're having in this campaign has just been a really exciting thing for me as a candidate and for our whole team. Our team is very diverse. We have members from all across the province, and really been an exciting last few weeks, and the next few weeks will be even more exciting, I'm sure.
Kerr says voting in a leadership contest is a valuable way to exercise one's democratic rights.
Party leadership races are the opportunity for people to get involved in politics, where your vote counts so much more. It's such a small number of people that actually vote in a leadership race, and that really does change the direction of a party and even the province. So I do encourage anyone, you need to sign up by August 10th in order to vote in the September election.
For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.
Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Waiting, anticipating, oh, the precious building. Kinda got the feeling like I've got a new lease on the life I'm leading. Where I just abandon everything I'm feeling, and as it gets darker, I don't have to see it. I can close the curtains, choose not to believe it. Everybody's laughing, we're having such a good time. Everybody's dancing, we don't read the headlines. 'Cause the world is slowly burning, I can't help this earthly yearning.
What a bop. It's World is Burning by Jan from the new record Wish I Could've, which is out now and rightfully dominating the CJSF charts. Big fan, can't stop listening to or playing that record, that song in particular. Very, very relevant, very identifiable, very, I empathize. I feel the sentiment, just want to have fun while the world is burning. Okay, this is Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse. Before Jan, you heard a report out of CVOX and CHLY on the island about Green Party, BC Green Party leadership candidate Jonathan Kerr. And up next, I'm going to play you another piece featuring someone from the island, this time Saanich. And this is another piece that has sort of province and countrywide relevance. I did play this last week, but it's an important issue, and I think it's worth chatting about again. My conversation with Teal Phelps Bondaroff about free prescription contraception and the National PharmaCare plan, which is currently in jeopardy, and Access BC's campaign to change that and to get a real national PharmaCare plan in place. So without further ado, I will hand it off to this guy.
I'm Teal Phillips-Bondroff. I'm the chair and co-founder of Access BC. We are a grassroots campaign that successfully fought for free prescription contraception in British Columbia. And now that that policy has been rolled out, we are working to expand the policy across the country and to support the expansion of the policy here in British Columbia.
Teal, thanks for joining me. Why is free access to prescription contraception important?
This is a transformative policy. So when you invest in free prescription contraception, you improve health outcomes, you make life more affordable, you make life more equal, and you save governments money. We know that cost is a significant barrier, making it harder for people to access prescription contraception. And we actually had a huge headline story this week from the University of British Columbia showing just how impactful free prescription contraception can be. So a hormonal IUD, one of the most reliable forms of contraception, is also one of the most expensive. They cost around $500. And that's a lot of money. There's a study from Stats Canada that was done a little while back that found that around 25% of Canadians don't have the money on hand to afford an unexpected expense of $500 or more. So we know that cost is a barrier. And the research that just came out of the University of British Columbia, published in the British Medical Journal this week, found that after British Columbia made prescription contraception free, there was a 49% increase in LARC dispensation. LARCs are long-acting reversible contraceptives, so IUDs and implants. So what that shows us is that when cost is removed as a barrier, people increasingly reach for more reliable forms of contraception, and they have. That's been very validating. And ultimately, our campaign is about removing those barriers that people face when trying to access life-saving and life-changing medicine. And British Columbia has been great. We've been very successful. So British Columbia became the first jurisdiction in Canada to make prescription contraception free in April 2023. Since that time, over 306,000 people have availed themselves of free prescription contraception, and the policy has been transformative. In addition to those numbers from UBC, there's some other studies that came from those same researchers from a seminar earlier this year where they're reporting a 10% increase overall in people using prescription contraception in general, and that's been absolutely fantastic news. And ultimately, this is about reproducing